Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And hey, there's a great new organization to tell you about. And Jessica Manfrey is with us. Jessica is one of three military wives, each one affiliated with a different branch of service. They've started the Inspire Up Foundation and made it their mission to serve military, first responders, veterans, and their families through community outreach, educational events, volunteer services, and empowerment programs. Jessica, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. This is such a great, number one, it's a great idea. And it's kind of a new idea to combine all of these things, isn't it?
A little bit. I haven't found it before, that's for sure.
Yeah. And so you started this. First of all, tell us about your service.
Sure. Happy to. So I have been a spouse of a Coast Guardsman for 15 years. We've been together 18. Moved all over, you know, this country, and it's definitely been a journey. And I say all the time, it's one of the hardest and best things that I've ever done. It's turned me into who I am today. I don't know if I would have become a therapist and had the empathy and the background that I have to be able to serve others without the experience of being a military spouse. So it's definitely transformed my life. And it's really, you know, what kind of led into, you know, being in the seasoned part of being a military spouse journey and saying, okay, what can we do to pour in to the people coming in behind us to make sure they don't have it as hard as we did? What can we do to serve them? And we're super patriotic. We love this country. We love our service members and their families and our first responders, which is why the Inspire Up Foundation not only serves the military community, but the first responder community too.
Yeah, because you know, it's a unique set of problems that the military and first responders have, not only with PTSD but depression, high divorce and suicide rates. And so you got together with two other military spouses to start this Inspire Up Foundation. What inspired you guys to do that?
So the three of us were recognized for our work within our own branches. So I was the Coast Guard Spouse of the Year in 2019. Samantha was the National Guard Spouse of the Year, and Maria was the Army Spouse of the Year. And we came together. We were trying to find a way to make a difference. You know, in our eyes, the military is all over the globe. What can we do? And so that year, we created the Giving Tuesday military campaign with the blessing of, you know, Giving Tuesday headquarters. And our focus became acts of kindness. And we essentially just came up with these ideas and said we were going to activate ambassadors, you know, on bases across the world and give them the empowerment that they needed to be able to go into the community and be the change. So that was such a transformative year. You know, we ended up on the Today Show, Kelly Clarkson, and all of that.
I remember. I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so bananas. You know, every military publication covered it. And when I tell you we came up with this like in an hour and we launched a website and the entire campaign in 2 weeks, I'm not lying. And it was so great. And when it was over, we said, you know what? We want to do this all year long and we can't do it out of our personal checking account.
Right.
So let's make it legit. And we named it the Inspire Up Foundation because we wanted to make sure people knew it's not about us. It's about inspiring the next wave, right? And so that's where the name came from. And that's how it all started.
Oh, you just said wave because you're Coast Guard.
I did. I'm going to put all of the water puns in. You just wait and see.
Well, okay, so in addition to the Giving Tuesday military, also the Spark and Inspire program. Talk about that a little bit.
That is one of my favorite things that we've ever done. You know, we launched in February, and when we officially launched, it was April of 2020. And you know what April 1st was? It was 2 weeks into a quarantine that was supposed to be 2 weeks.
And so right.
Spark and Inspire, you know, came from that because we were like, okay, what can we do to boost morale? We partnered with Brittany Bacher and her Discovering Your Spark program. She is a veteran air sport. She's a spouse of a veteran of the Air Force, and her program's just fantastic. And so we partnered together, and we were doing giveaways, you know, for 2 weeks long, and then we picked 50 random winners to get these boxes. They were so successful. We ended up doing it for 2 years, and we did 100 boxes each time. And that was super fun. And then we decided, you know what, we're kind of starting to get some of the same spouses, you know, in our circle applying for this. Why don't we make it a nomination where we can be that morale boost? If you know the spouse, a family, a service member, a veteran, a first responder that is struggling, let us know, and we're going to surprise them with some sunshine. And so that program still exists. We just kind of tweaked it a bit, and we're putting the power in the other person's hand to nominate someone.
Oh, that's so cool. And as part of that, there was a little free pantry and blessing box, right?
Oh, yeah. That was my favorite year. We got we had a wonderful partnership with Lowe's. They gave us gift cards for all of the boxes for that, you know, season. And we taught people how to build blessing boxes in their own community. And watching that unfold as kind of like a launch for Giving Tuesday that year was fantastic.
Oh, man, that's so cool. And then there's one other thing I wanted to talk about is this Release Artistry, which is all about art and music and movement, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I know, as a therapist, when Maria came to us with this idea, I was like, yes, 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 I'm all in. She has done, I think at this point, 5 workshops. We just had one at our last conference in Nashville, and it was just so powerful, you know, to see these spouses, service members, I mean, weeping, you know, because it's like, oh, I'm not an artist. And it's like, you don't know what feelings are inside of you and what's going to come out, you know, when you move your body, when you listen to music and you just kind of let that release happen. It's been pretty powerful. We hope to have that every conference that we have and start kind of spreading that base to base, you know, as we get the funding for it.
That's great. You know, there's some other organizations, Guitars for Vets and some other songwriting groups that are helping veterans to get that kind of emotions out through music. So, and I am all about that. I think that is so cool. We're talking to Jessica Manfrey here in the National Defense, her foundation, the Inspire Up Foundation. Jessica, how do people find out more about what you guys are doing?
Go to inspireupfoundation.org. We are all over social media. Our handle is Inspire Up Foundation. You can find us. We love chatting with people, hearing from people. And there's a contact form too, you know, on our website. If you have a question, if you want to know how you can partner, we're always looking for volunteers and ways to connect. And yeah, come find us.
You know, I only expected you to dip a toe in the water, but you flooded us. You flooded us with information. Thank you so much. Jessica, it's just such an honor to talk to you. Thank you for what you're doing.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me and let me talk about what I'm so passionate about.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.